The new State Youth Risk Behavioral Survey has been released, and State School Superintendent Kirsten Baszler says the trends look good.
The results show a substantial drop in tobacco use among our high school students.
Baszler says that's also true about alcohol use.
There is less binge drinking among our young people. There is less marijuana smoking and prescription drug abuse.
However, Baszler says there were a couple of troubling trends concerning students having suicidal thoughts.
9% of the students who took part in the survey said that they had attempted suicide at least once during the past year. 14% planned a suicide attempt. 27% said they felt sad or hopeless daily for 2 or more weeks during that past year. We need to work to change those numbers.
Baszler says DPI is preparing training for educators to help them identify students who may be at the risk of suicide. Meanwhile, the study shows a substantial drop in tobacco use among North Dakota high school students, but 22% of the students had used an e-cigarette or vaping product at least once in the month before the survey. Jeannie Prom of the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy says that's a concern.
Nicotine is one of the most highly addictive drugs, and a curious experiment with an e-cigarette could lead kids into an addiction to any form of nicotine. And a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association showed that high school students using electronic cigarettes were more likely to begin using regular cigarettes. So this is alarming.
Prom says the center is supporting legislative efforts, as well as local government efforts, to try and keep e-cigarettes out of the hands of high school students. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.